Hey everyone, Jim Phoenix here, and boy am I excited for this one. I guess it's Pride Month this month, and if you're like me, you're like, fuck Pride Month. I can't wait until all those corporate sponsor shills go back to their regular ass logos.
Look here, I know everybody's like, oh, pink money and, you know, this and that, but it's kind of better than when they, because I think Target back fired and this and that, because, you know, people are like, oh, can't have rainbow stuff. But you know what? That's okay. Dollar Tree had gay.
I have no idea what you're all talking about. But anyways, this episode's on the worst queer horror, and that's a long fucking list for Jimbo. But we're only going to talk about the worst of the worst, all this and more on the next Streaming Demons. And we do not switch out stuff just because it's Gay Pride Month. God damn it.
Wait, I thought that was
I meant this music.
I swear to God, I thought you were doing the other one.
Yeah. Oh, we're back now. Hey. Welcome to talking about Target. Streaming Target Demons.
A lot of cold meds right now, so okay. I might be a little loopy.
And I'm like, Box. No one knows what the fuck you're talking about right now.
I know. I don't think I know what the
Target
fuck I'm
Skittles.
Talking
about. I'm like, Target Skittles?
Skittles. They're fucking non-rainbow when they should Taste be a rainbow. I feel like an old man, but complaining about it's not gay enough.
Today is our Pride Month episode.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And we used to do the best gay horror, but I don't know.
There's a lot of stinkers.
Yeah,
there's
I found out there really there. Wasn't a lot of good gay horror.
Fuck off. There's a lot of good. Fuck off.
No, I'm pretty sure there's.
No, fuck off. There is.
And I'll tell you. I'll watch. I was gonna make some rules. On why stuff doesn't work, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna be all like, you know,
Baby Yoda.
On me. But
I'm
it's
gonna
all
be
good.
Baby Yoda on
you're
you.
Gonna be Baby Yoda on me. You're gonna use the hand
all over you.
Gonna use a hand. I'll get the kazoo out right now.
I'm gonna grandma's cookies all over you too.
Grandma's cookies. Oh.
All right. So, God, I hope Bigfoot doesn't call him for this one.
He better not.
Oh no, thank God, Jim says for this. But I was thinking, trying to think, but nothing happens. There's reasons why movies don't work when they're forced genres. When you're forcing something into a genre, you're doing for the PC cookie points. It's the...
Like Relegator. Oh, no. I know. Yeah.
That was almost one of my fucking films.
Today. Why is that queer?
How is that not? You know how that's queer? Because I don't get laid watching it. And that's so fucking gay.
Okay. Like, so I'm seeing... I'm
turns
seeing
women...
New.
Turns women gay. That
We're
film.
Gonna have to see. We're gonna have to see because I'm seeing someone... And if she can stand it.
If it turns her straight, that'll be funny. Like, holy but shit.
We'll see. I don't informed her of this ritual.
Don't do that to him, Box.
I informed her. It's much better than Baby Ghost, though, I will say.
I've got nothing on Baby Ghost. I remember it was like shit, so shitty that. Did you review that one?
Not yet. But it also has, what's his face? Joe
Estevez.
Yeah. It has him as well.
Sadly, I knew what you meant by what's his face as soon as you said it. Like, oh, it's gotta be an Estevez sheen. Okay,
it is an Estevez. It's a Joe Estevez, and it's the Joeyest Estevez. It's worse than Relegator.
Okay, well, we'll see. We'll do.
You're welcome.
Do one on like how to kill your sex life podcast. These movies will kill your sex life. These horror movies will kill your sex life.
Again, I was ghosted by somebody because I said I like Velocipaster. I still stand by that.
Yeah. 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 I ain't going to watch that shit. I think I might watch it. It's better than the stuff I've been watching.
But it's also not queer. It's also not queer.
And there's a thing that comes back to it. And if you are shoehorning stuff in just to be a gay movie, shame on you. Well, this character's gay. Why? You know, we need money.
You sound like an old man.
I fell through a lot of painful things movie-wise where the movies could have worked, but they tried for the PC points. Now I sound like a right wing.
You sound like an old man.
I am a fucking old man.
I know.
I hate to shatter the illusions at home.
I'm
fucking old.
Having old fucking man points.
Yeah.
But we're here to talk about
the worst gay films.
The worst queer films.
Ever.
For whatever reason.
Oh yeah. And we might be able to do more than one because sometimes, usually if you're new to Stream Demons, usually Box takes one, I'll take one, and the special guest that we have won't take one. And if there's no special guest, Box and I double team one at the end. So we just do three movies.
Tag team it.
Yeah. Do you have the worst gay movie ever in your mind?
In my mind? Yeah. I feel like this is a magic trick. Yes, I do.
Okay.
To me, this is subject. But yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. And then we discussed beforehand, we could discuss one together.
Yeah.
Because we've seen, oddly enough, we actually saw something together, not together, but when it came out, I think we saw it in the theaters or do we rent it? Did it come out during the pandemic?
It did come out during the pandemic.
So we probably rented it.
Yeah, I did rent it. Yeah.
Yeah, and we had differing opinions.
We did have differing opinions.
At the time. We did. So it should be interesting to relive the opinions.
It would be, yeah.
Because enough space has gone by. I don't remember the movie all that much. And especially now we can actually go to the theaters again.
Yeah. That's
we're not like, oh my God, it's a good movie. It's the only thing that fucking came out.
No. I wait till it comes out on HBO Max every fucking time.
Well, you know, Cody Box, that's what I like to say. That's all. All right. So today, what is your worst? And people at home, you might want to like and subscribe now before we start trashing. Especially everyone's going like, it's Pride Month. Look, I can't wait to check out what they're going to say about this. Yeah, you're going to wait.
Well, here's the thing, too, is that we are fortunate and we are very lucky that we can have more films that do have LGBTQ in it to where we can say...
The letters? Sleepaway Camp, that's got an L.
Well, no, we can say...
Yeah, it does.
Ooh,
Sleepaway, S-L, right there.
Anyway, we're privileged that we can say, ooh, these are the worst.
Oh, gay people are privileged. That's what you're saying. You're saying gays are privileged. The gays.
In some places of the world, yes.
You're saying in America, the gays are privileged.
In a lot of other countries, we are much more privileged than others, yes.
So more privileged then.
Yep.
My cat wants to say hi.
I know you're trying to box the box, but you
box
can't.
Box the box?
You can't box the box. All right, so my first one.
First one or only one? What's the worst one?
The worst one? Yeah, the worst one. I have...
Yeah, wait, because we're not doing listing. We're just doing ones. Yeah, we're just doing one, dude.
That's rude.
Why? Okay. How many do you have? How many do you have?
I have many in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, and we have many.
I have many. Okay, that's fine. I can do this one. I wanted to like this so bad. I really did. I loved the idea of it.
Jesus.
The execution.
The execution?
That's the movie? To my liking.
You saw an execution? You saw Faces of Fucking Death remake. Holy shit. Is that gay now?
The gay one, yeah.
The gay Faces of Death?
This one is called Otto or Up with the Dead People.
up with the dead people, motherfucker.
I really wanted to like this one. I did. It's a gay zombie. Like, cool. That's great. Like, I like that. It was not kind of what I was expecting, and it didn't really go anywhere, and we didn't really know Otto all that much, except for he likes men. He likes to eat men. And there's a sex scene in it, not with him, but with two other guys, where somebody's fornicating with somebody's zombie hole.
Okay. Is it consensual zombie hole sex?
I think maybe.
Is it necrophilia?
It's not in the hole you think it is. It's where a hole shouldn't be, like the stomach.
The belly button? He's fucking a belly button?
Kind of, yeah. But it's zombie sex. It wasn't what I wanted it to be.
Is this the one that is the poster or the, I almost said the VHS box, but is the poster like red?
It's like,
with,
it's got, you can't see it, but no. It has Otto. He's sitting there. He's in his like zombie clothes. And then it has a very close up of a jacked up man taking off his shirt.
Box. I think that might be a porn.
It became one. Yes.
Different gay whores. It might be the worst gay whore too.
It's on Tubi, which is surprising because Tubi actually has a lot of porn on it.
I'm going to go look for that shit later on, man.
Yeah.
Soft hey, and that's porn. Our show, everyone. Bye.
Softcore porn. It does.
Oh, you should. You have to leave the softcore part.
Mm-hmm. Right. You can tell there were obvious cuts because it's like, oh, that was when the actual porn happened that they cut for Tubi.
Oh, I don't want to like be edited on
Tubi. But this one showed. Anyway.
Well, it gets an ass?
It showed fucking a guy's stomach.
Okay.
Consensually. But anyway, the story just kind of didn't really go that far. It didn't really have a clear story. It was just kind of meandering. And it was like, if you're going to go gay zombie, like, I enjoyed Thirst, which is gay vampire, but he ate dicks. Like, he ate.
But he's a dick. Yes, dick. I will.
Like, on a hot dog bun, ate dicks. And that I can be behind. I'm all for that.
You don't want to be in front of it. You want to be behind that shit. Like,
you want to be in front of that shit, right?
You don't want to
be, and that's kind of what I thought was gonna. It was like, oh, okay, like
he's gonna eat.
Dicks. He's gonna eat dick. He's gonna eat a lot of dick, and he didn't. No dick eat, and I was sad.
Then what's the point of being a fucking gay zombie?
Right. Right. Eat that dick.
If you have to eat people, might as well eat what you want. So, I don't even want to say this, but how was the special effects besides the...
They were practical. It was very low budget, so it was very practical. But it wasn't really anything that wowed you, you know?
Oh, mine's got a lot of wow. See?
You know, wow.
Is my worst gay movie better than your gay movie?
What do you mean?
Oh, wow. Because it sounds like yours is like complete shit.
I mean, it was a great premise, just fell flat.
Now, are you still under, and that's the assumption, that's not the right word for it. Are you still in the thought of, even though you know the movie is going to be absolute fucking shit, because it's a gay movie, you must see it?
Okay. Here's the thing. It doesn't have to be gay. It can be, you know, I liked Cocaine Shark. I did. I liked Cocaine Bear.
Cocaine Bear was good, man.
You know, if it's a shit in a good way where I'm like, this is it, I'm going to like it, whether it's gay or not.
No. I'm talking about bros.
Oh, you I still know. Say support gay movies, yeah.
Even though you've seen the fucking preview of Bros, and you're like, oh, this is going to be
Look, I've seen worse movies. I paid for worse movies. Why not? You know, I paid for fucking Slender Man. I saw that in theaters, bro.
And that is how you get STDs.
If you're like, fuck it,
that's how you get pay for this like $2
of your night of your life. You go to Slender Man. Like, seriously, I fell asleep. It was really.
Did we do Slender? No, we did.
We did Slender Man.
We did Slender Man. I think we did Bottle Man.
Nope, with the person who we shall not name when we were doing that one thing where we were watching it.
Looking at it.
Yep. And we were watching it and doing commentary. We watched. Oh, that. Yeah. We've blocked it out from our memories.
I think so.
Yeah.
All we remember is like the other fucking three movies were all thirst traps. I'm like, I'm pretty sure this girl's like fucking. I had to Google the age. I felt this. I'm like, how old is this actress? Okay, good. Thank God.
Yeah.
I can't remember the actress's name right now.
Billie King.
Was it?
From Slender Man, yeah.
Was that the same actress? This is how bad the gay movies are, by the way. We're talking about fucking Slender Man instead.
Dude, this is what happens when you put two ADHD people in the same room.
This is what happens when the movie's that's fucking bad. Okay, although this is the point. So, yeah, Slender Man was bad. Probably gay in it, too. I don't know.
But it wasn't gay.
I don't know, man.
It was gay.
It's a twink.
He was a twink, yeah.
Where's my fucking...
I would say...
Okay, so that's your... How many Cthulhu's would you give?
A zwink, maybe.
How much... how many rainbow Cthulhu's with sparkles would you give? Two?
Two.
Okay. Well, shit.
I mean, if somebody was like, this is my favorite movie, and they were very near and dear to my heart, I would be like, I'll watch it again.
Not what I thought I was pressing. No, god damn it.
You really need... Okay. Calm down, buddy.
Sorry.
It wasn't the worst movie I've ever seen in my whole entire life.
In your whole life?
It wasn't the worst.
Which hole are you talking about?
The one where you fuck in the stomach. The belly button.
Courtney Love. We call it the Courtney Love.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, that's not bad. I can beat this.
Okay.
Let's play a guessing game. What do you think my worst gay horror film is?
All of them, because you hate gay horror films.
I honestly, it's one of the few gay and animal mutilations. I don't like either of those horror genres.
Yeah.
And if they're gay animal mutilations, fucking can't stand it.
Which is funny because like Haunted MTL, you're like, gays are great.
Cool. No, I just, well, I'm like, yeah, I think people should be acceptable, you know. I just don't like the movies being produced.
You should watch Summoning Sylvia. That one was a good one.
Sounds gay.
It is gay.
Oh, see? Exactly. Why would I want to watch if it's gay?
Because it's good.
Oh, fuck that.
It's cute.
Life's too short. So what do you think? What do you think? Honestly, let's do...
Well, you talked about They/Them.
Well, no. I got a better one.
You got a better one. Okay.
Yeah, the one I'm not going to talk about. Well, I might switch it, but this is the worst gay horror movie I have ever seen in my fucking life.
Bros the Vampires.
Oh, God. I wish that was a real movie. I would see that movie. Bros the Vampires? That sounds fun. Bros the actual fucking shit bird movie? Nah, it doesn't sound good, man. Bros a Vampire, that sounds magical. What do you think it is?
I don't know. Roller Gator.
Oh, we can remake that. It wouldn't be too hard. All we need is a hand puppet.
Yeah, and I think Joe would do it if we just said, hey, buddy, come over. We got beer.
We got a beer. What's this called? The Roller Gator. Hey, it's the same thing, but it makes it gay.
It's just he's wearing a rainbow bracelet.
We don't have to get Joe over. We just like re-edit the movie to put a CGI rainbow bracelet on him. It's the same fucking movie, word for word.
Oh God. Okay, You don't watch a lot of gay queer stuff, so I don't know.
God damn right I don't, because I'm too sexy for that shit. tell you what.
It's not the Alyssa Milano one.
Early 2000s. Or mid 2000s, like, you know, between 2004 and 2007.
It's not Bully, is it?
No. Oh God, no. I didn't know this was a gay film. Was it a gay film? Oh my God, is it?
It's
I listened to the 12 hours of the podcast.
You should know by now. It had yes, it was a gay film.
Oh shit, that could have been on it then. Can I change it to that podcast? Can the worst gay film be the Bully fucking 12 part podcast that you guys did?
Only if
can that
you,
be it?
If you give credit to fucking Court.
Court squared. Court's like, don't worry, Court, we're having it back. She's like, do I have to?
Oh my God, I wonder what she would say if we said, hey, we're going to be doing another podcast, but it's going to be about bullets.
I think that's her right now.
That would be her.
There's no screaming in vain, though. Oh, screaming in pain out there.
Bless Court. No, it was gay.
I had no idea.
I should say it was queer, yes. But
it was very queer. Three fucking episodes. Your episodes were longer than the goddamn movie.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It wasn't even going in depth. It was like you weren't doing scene by scene, but it was almost a table.
We could go in depth with a certain few things.
I remember there was some sort of disagreement on if something was of that generation or it's like force, like the music is the musical choice. Was that part
anyway,
of it?
Anyway, what is your fucking movie? Just give me a goddamn movie.
How very fucking close you are. 2006, PG-13, an hour and 27 minutes. Jesus Camp. Boom! Oh. Jesus Camp, motherfucker. That's the biggest gay horror movie I can think of.
Jesus Camp?
Yeah, it's a documentary on kids who attend summer camp hoping to become the next Jesus freaks.
But that's not horror.
Oh, that's
though.
Gay as are you? Oh my God, that's not horror. Jesus Camp is not horror. Have you watched it?
Okay.
Jesus Camp is horrific.
Yeah, no, it was. It really was.
And it's gay as fuck. You know why? Because this is how we get sued. Allegedly, this is how we don't get sued now. Allegedly. The big fucking minister. Yeah. He was picking up little boy prostitutes in the hotels as he was saying gays would burn in hell.
Wait, that actually happened?
Yeah.
What a piece of shit.
Normal for them?
We're not gonna... No, that's a piece of shit. And... Yeah. No, I remember watching it. I do remember watching it. And I remember very, very clearly one of the little girls being like, you know, I love to dance, but I can't dance for the flesh.
For the flesh. Why can't you dance for flesh?
Well, I mean, he was
Flesh Gordon, the Roger Corman film.
Yeah, she can't dance for that, no.
No.
Like, what 7-year-old says that? Like, I can't dance because I'm going to basically be provocative. Like, no 7-year-old says that.
Corey Feldman said that to fucking Corey Haim at Michael Jackson's house, allegedly.
Anyway.
Oh, wait. That's not the right one.
Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't know, but you know what? Jesus Camp is not my fucking film, by the way.
Okay.
Although I did think, what's the biggest horror, like, honest to God, if you're doing, like, the whole thing? It's probably Jesus Camp for me.
What's your movie?
The real movie?
Yes.
All right. You know it's got to be this. They/motherfucking thems.
I told you. I said that.
Yeah, I know, but I still want to talk about Jesus Camp. That's how it works, Max. Haven't you figured this shit out yet? So what's the thing? Today is fairy godmother movies. Oh man, I watched like Star Wars horror. I'm like, okay, hold on. So anyway, it's just like that one fairy godmother. Hey, Darth Vader. I bet he had a fairy godmother.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay, so I have not seen this movie yet.
My big advice is sometimes. This is very hard. This is very difficult for Jim to say. But this is one of the few times where I got the press releases and I see stuff that was really, really out there. I'm reading one of these article headlines right now. They slash them as a queer declaration of war from Ren Sanders on them.us. And I'm looking at other things, and it's going to be more of the, like, the, what was it from the right? It was gay conversion camp.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, this is them trying to make people gay, but it's actually about a gay conversion camp.
Right.
But it gets really shit on from the right.
Of course it does.
Because it's like, oh my God, it's this and this. And it gets really lauded by some people apparently on the left. And honest to God, like, this person saying, slasher film gives the middle finger to a society that condones anti-gay conversion therapy. Wait, what the fuck? Gosh, I don't even know,
okay, what's the movie? Like, so you've seen the movie.
The reviews don't even make fucking sense. Gives the middle finger to a society that condones anti-gay conversion therapy. Condones it. Okay, I don't know. So what society they fucking talking
okay,
about?
Okay, so it's like about that. So what didn't you like about it?
It's shit. The movie's just shit. Okay. I have to agree with some of this is going to be painful. I have to agree with some of the rights commentary on the movie. It is a movie made that tries to force a really weird agenda, and it does it in a very horrific way.
Okay.
Because it does it in a non-honest way. It's just fake as fuck. It's okay. It doesn't know what it wants to be. It doesn't know if it wants to be a true slasher whodunit a la, I guess, Friday, because they're at a camp. I guess like Friday the 13th or sleepaway camps, whatever the fuck it is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Those little like going adult camp movies and they get picked off one by one type thing. Or they want to make a political statement about they slash them.
Like conversion camps?
Not even conversion camps. That's the thing. This is about as much as a conversion camp as fucking Smurf Village is.
Okay, so there's no like conversion camp stuff that's going on in it.
There's no realistic conversion camp stuff that's going on in it. And okay. That's where's the issue. If you want to take a conversion camp, you want to make a movie against conversion camps, 1000%. John Weaver's books are enough. Can fucking knock that shit out. If you haven't seen John Weaver's stuff on conversion camp and conversion theory,
well, was it
go
more,
for it.
Was it more like kind of silly, kind of like, but I'm a cheerleader?
I don't remember how much, but I'm a cheerleader that much. I've seen the movie, but I just don't have that much of a memory on it right now.
Okay. It was more jokey, but the ideology was kind of there.
Put it this way. I'm going to give a semi-spoiler.
Okay.
A couple of semi-spoilers. And if you box, because I know you didn't watch the movie yet.
No, I haven't watched it yet.
Are you caring about semi-spoilers? I'm not going to spoil the whole thing.
I don't know.
So this is semi-spoilers for people who haven't seen it. It's the obvious, the gay and lesbian. They have gay and lesbian counselors, right? They have formerly gay and formerly lesbian counselors who are now straight and they hook up, but they're still obviously still fucking gay and lesbian.
Right.
So it's like this really weird trope of like, ah, see, it doesn't work. And we have to put these people still as gay and they're really closeted homosexuals.
Well, yeah.
Or doing this, but they were not closeted to begin with. And then conversion camp made them closeted. And now they're trying to kill kids because they went to conversion camp and they became closeted. What the fuck is, what's your moral of the fucking story now? At the same time, well, conversion camp works so well, it makes gays hate themselves, so they become homicidal.
Okay.
I'm looking at your fucking face, and that's a correct face you should be making. Like, what the actual fuck is this movie about? Exactly. And that's okay. Why the movie fails.
Okay.
It wants to be a statement, but it doesn't make a statement based on reality. You can still do like Friday the 13th Part 1 is a movie based on reality, meaning it
could possibly happen. It doesn't have to be based, like, but I'm a Cheerleader really isn't based on reality.
Cool. Then go the opposite way. Don't try to be like, oh, no, this is what really happens. And
not, okay,
you can't have both.
I see what I think I see what you're saying.
I love Inglourious Basterds. I love the fucking Inglourious Basterds, but it's a fucking violent fantasy film against Nazis. Right. That's not what happened.
Right.
That would ever would happen. But it doesn't pretend to be a historical fucking documentary either.
Gotcha.
That's the issue with they/them. And I think part of the right hits it on the head where it's just it's doing a shitty movie and then trying to go, LBGQ, you can't make anything against us because goddamn, if you hate this movie, you hate everyone who's gay. No, it's just a shitty movie.
Okay.
And that's sad because a lot of the acting, it's got fucking Kevin Bacon in it.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the acting is actually not always, but most of it is pretty decent. I think the writing was where it gets fucked. And the director and the writer is the same person. I'm guessing the same fucking name, at least.
Well, I mean, that's in horror all the time. You know, like you get that a lot.
Yeah. This is the storyline from IMDb. Whistler, a gay conversion camp, has been operational by the same family going back generations, because that has to be a thing. Currently, the camp is operated by Owen Whistler, Kevin Bacon, and his wife, Dr. Cora Whistler, Carrie Preston. The Whistlers have a small staff of 4. Activities director Amy, her gay conversion camp alumni, turns a fucking hyphenated word from 16 words, by the way. Her gay hyphen conversion hyphen camp hyphen alumni hyphen turn hyphen elect athletics hyphen director. God damn it. If you wrote this shit, shoot yourself now.
Well, I mean, it's trying to be funny.
Don't belong writing anywhere.
It's trying to
hello
be
Blockbuster, fuck yourself. You don't belong writing. Sorry, I was trying to be funny.
You're being real dark right now. It's pride, man.
Boyfriend Zane, groundskeeper Balthazar, and Molly, what was it? An M dash. The camp counselor who uncovers the horrors of Whistler's camp at the request of camper Jordan. A 5th employee emerges as a decoy within the campers. And honest to God, I've watched this fucking movie. I have no idea what that fucking 5th employee. I think I remember, but slightly it's shitty. Suddenly, employees were picked off in a murder streak of an unknown assailant. And all the fucking things are gay conversion theory.
Okay, so let's go into the kind of nitty gritty of like, was the effects, I guess?
The effect is pissed me off. No, okay. Oh, that's Ghostbusters. Yeah, remember? I'll tell you what the effects are. It's just shit.
Okay.
That's what the effects are. The effects are, but it's what there's some moments of writing that you're like, oh, this is kind of cool. And sometimes the effects are, oh, by the way, if you don't like people or dogs being shot, don't watch this film.
Well, people, that's fine. Dogs, I get was sad.
Yeah, you might want to skip this shit. And there's no reason to kill this fucking dog.
Oh.
Other than see how hardcore they/them is. It's okay. Got the fucking, what's that movie I gave a -3,000 Cthulhu's?
That was Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah, it's got that effect, but they didn't really shoot the fucking dog in real life.
Of course they didn't shoot the dog.
But they did it just to show how hard they are.
Only that one Republican shoots dogs.
Yeah. So, I don't know, man. It ain't for me. I wanted to see it because I was like, okay, if anyone's piling on this movie this fucking much from the right, that this probably has an agenda because they don't like the fucking any type of openly queer horror. And so I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to watch this fucking movie. And God damn it, does it miss.
Okay.
And IMDb gives it a 4 out of 10, which is kind of, I'm not saying IMDb is the end all and be all, but that's probably fucking right. And there's doesn't make sense. And the sad thing is, it's okay. If you're asking about special effects, it's a Blumhouse.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good special effects.
Yeah.
It's going to be great production value. And the acting, like I said, it's plastic in some places, but it picks up in a lot of other places. It's just written and Frankenstein together like it didn't know what the fuck it wanted to be.
Okay.
And so it was nothing.
Well, that's fair. So you would rate it, I guess, a 1 or a 0?
I wouldn't give it a 0. Kevin Bacon's in. I can't give it a 0.
He is. He's a sweetheart.
Wasn't he in The Woodsman?
I think so. Bacon's film.
Okay, and I can't remember. I'm not being...
And he was in Friday the 13th.
One of the original ones. Let me see what the fuck.
Yeah, he was in the original. Shit, man.
Like,
he's still a baby too.
Hollow Man. Yeah. Toxic Avenger? He's in Toxic fucking Avenger? I didn't see it. Tremors, of course.
He's fun.
He did a lot of fucking shit.
He did.
And it's usually semi good for at least his part of it, right? And I wanna see, what was the movie I just said? The Woodsman, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Woodsman, because I want to make sure I'm getting the character correct. A child molester returns to his hometown 12 years after, you know, trying to start a new life. God damn it. They could have done something where, I don't mean gay people are child, I'm not trying to get that angle on that, but they could have done The Woodsman with a conversion camp. And have it been set in realism. That's what I'm saying. I think
you really wanted it to be.
I wanted it to be an actual fucking explorer. You can still do a slasher.
Yeah.
Like I said, the first Friday the 13th.
Serious.
I wanted to be more. You can't have gay people be a fucking punchline.
No.
And hide behind, like, well, I'm gay. Like, you can't say anything about it. Like, no, it fucking sucks. And I think that's what they're. That's what they ended up doing. They hit behind LGBTQ banner, and it's like you hate us, or, you know, if you don't like anything we did, you hate everything we did. And it doesn't have a good, story.
Right, and honestly, you're.
I wanted to like
on
it.
Something, focus on the movie. So in the movie, you really just wanted it to be basically Jesus camp, but for conversion camp. Kind of a thing.
I think it would have worked really well as a they slash them. It is supposed to be a fucking slasher.
Yeah.
It would have been a great slasher film if they could have not shoved down some really weird fucking, oh, straight people are evil ideology. And because of this, and gay people have to be tougher. That's why you have to shoot the dog. Because a straight person will.
I can't say too much about it because obviously I haven't seen it yet. You know.
See it now, motherfucker. Watch. If y'all disagree with me, that's cool. You can do that. You can be wrong. It's America, I think. You can still be wrong and disagree with me. But yeah. They slash them. It just fucking sucked, dude.
I mean, and that's fine.
And the reason why I don't like it so much, because I wanted to like it.
Right. Right. I wanted to like Otto too.
I think that's maybe the same thing. We had a lot of promise and it just didn't fucking deliver. So you gave Otto a 2. I can give like a 1.5.
Okay.
1.5 for Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
And like, you're going to see the super surprising shock twist ending. It's not neither super nor surprising nor shock twist ending. And it's just kind of like,
okay. All right,
so that's it. Now we have to talk about our together movie,
mm-hmm.
Bottoms. We're going to talk about Bottoms.
That was also disappointing.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that yet. Is it a horror movie or is it just like
it's
a comedy,
it's
just, right?
It's a comedy. It's a comedy.
Yeah, I want to see. So, okay. Is Bottoms disappointing because it's gay?
No.
Or it's just disappointing because...
It's one of those, again, where it's like, I thought it was going to be something different, and it just kind of didn't.
So you thought it would be more like the trailer?
Yeah.
And it wasn't.
And it kind of wasn't, no.
maybe I'll skip bottom songs. I don't want to be like, yeah, damn it, Jim's like bashing gay movies the entire time.
I know.
All through Prime Month. Good news is our subscription rates have gone up. They're all from like the right wing though. I just titled this like Jesus Camp and everyone's like on it now.
Well, I mean, we did talk about TikTok teas before, and that was,
I like TikTok teas. Okay. If you want to compare, I think this is actually a fair comparison then. If you want to compare they/them to a movie, it'd be TikTok teas, where there's parts that worked and then parts that are like, fuck it. But if I say bad things about TikTok teas, you know I'm talking about the movie. You know, yeah. I'm talking about the quality of the movie.
Right.
Where the conversation now is, if you say bad things about they/them, you're talking about the LGBT community, but you're not. You're talking about a fucking movie still.
We not talked about you, talking that about too. We talked about the backlash that it did get as well. But I think TikTok teas, it also came in a different period as well.
Yeah. But I think TikTok teas could be a great movie.
Oh, it could be. Yeah.
It's not, though.
It's not. Just like Death Drop Gorgeous could have been a great movie. And it just
like Ultraviolet with Mila Jovovich could be a great movie. And it is.
But I'm losing my voice, so we should probably talk about
it. All right, Freaky 2020. Freaky. The movie, I'll tell you what, I loved it.
I know you did.
It's another Blumhouse, by the way.
Because you're a mom.
Mother, I want wasted to.
Jeans. No. Maybe. No, you did like it. You liked it a lot.
I did. It was during the pandemic. I was locked into I was going through a divorce. A bunch of death and a pandemic, and losing my house all at once. So I'm like,
and I did that like what, 2 years later? I mean, it was a time to be alive.
Hey, man, see, all you have to do. From 2 years from now, Box, I gotta tell you, don't watch Roller Gator with fucking people you want to be around, because they ain't gonna fucking call you back.
They're not gonna be there.
No, they ain't gonna do that. I think it was because we couldn't go out to the movies at that point.
No,
like, we couldn't. Movies in Quebec, the theaters were all shuttered. It was, you could not do it. So you had to take any type of new thing coming out. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It was like, oh my God, just give me something to fucking watch. You know, we had curfews. You couldn't go outside. Everything was like, the air was killing you. You were putting bleach on your potato chips when this movie
came out. You're putting bleach in your veins if you listen to certain people.
Up to the butthole. Fractured butthole, as South Park would say.
You're taking horse medications.
Horse semen. But the horse is okay? The Freaky Movie 2020, which I actually do think came out more towards 2020. Well, maybe I just fucking skip it. I don't know.
I wrote an article when it came out. It's on Haunted MTL.
Go check that article out. And I know, Box, you had a different thought about it.
It's
with Vince Vaughn. I love it. I still do like it.
I like Vince Vaughn. I honestly think this was a great role for him because he could be a gross, slimy Vince Vaughn. And honestly, I was for that.
He's, God damn it. What's one of his first movies?
Wedding Crashers.
No. It's actually based on his life.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, fuck. I have to look them up. But yeah, it's going to be more of him.
Yeah.
That he can actually be, like you said, the gross version of Vince Vaughn.
You can tell he had a lot of fun because basically the premise is he and a teenage girl switch bodies, like Freaky Friday.
He's a killer.
He's a serial killer.
Right.
She's a teenage girl. They swap bodies. Hilarity ensues.
And for the most part, it's fun. It was,
I agree.
The other type of movie is like the Happy Birthday movie where she gets killed. And
I love Happy Death Day.
Happy Death Day. Thank you.
It's
kind of like that without the same premise. See, obviously,
we were swapsies on that. I loved Happy Death Day.
I thought Happy Death Day as well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on Happy. I love the sequel too.
I haven't seen it yet. I'm such a piece of shit.
It's not as good as, obviously, it's not as good as the first obviously one, but it actually does make sense as a sequel.
Okay.
It's just kind of like, I hope there's no third one. I hope. Swingers, by the way, that's the fucking movie.
Oh, Swingers. Yep. But yeah, so happy freaky.
Happy freaky day.
Happy freaky day. Yeah, so they swap bodies. This is actually going to be one that I want my mom to see. I'm leading her up to this because I think she would very much enjoy it. It's a fun little romp.
Yeah. It's
you're still looking up something?
No, I was going to say it's The Babysitter.
I don't know what that is.
You never see The Babysitter?
I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Go watch it. Sexy?
No, it's just it's legitimately good.
Is that with Keri Russell?
Let me see. I have no idea. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know if I've seen it or not. But anyway.
Sarah Weaving.
I liked it. I thought they could have done better. And this is where I think we're going to talk about.
Okay.
This.
Yeah. No, I think it could be better as well. I'm not saying it's a perfect movie.
No.
The acting was good.
The acting was great.
It's the music Blumhouse, was fun. So you know, the special effects are still good. And
I found it, and this is where we come to the queer part of it. I felt it was a little bit forced. Not in the way that he was queer. He was gay, because she has a gay best friend, of course, and a black best friend, of course.
Which is what I don't like about they slash them.
Okay. I would love to have both of these characters have more character. That was my critique of the film.
I agree. They're tropes of themselves.
They are tropes of themselves.
I'm the gay friend. I'm the black friend.
Yeah. And you're the pretty but shy girl, and we're going to support you. Which to me is like, oh, okay. But can we have a little bit more? If they're going to be your friends, let's know them more than I'm the gay friend and I'm the black friend.
Yeah, and it's kind of like the same issue I had with Billy's character in Doctor Who. Because she was the gay black friend. And every fucking episode, she would actually literally fucking say it. It's because I'm gay and black. I'm like, oh my Christ, we have eyes. We didn't forget for the last 2 minutes of the fucking episode. We get it. You're gay and black. Awesome. Move on with our lives. And that was the issue I have with, again, I believe with you, is just, I'm the gay friend. That's what gay friends do. I'm defined by being gay friend. I'm a black friend. This is what black friends do. Yeah. I'm defined by doing this.
And honestly, a lot of that is writing, and a lot of that is, I feel, studio, because they want to be semi-edgy, but they don't want to go into it.
No, they're Blumhouse.
You know, they don't want to go into that. But they want to have that cake and eat it too.
They want the representation money.
They want the
PC points.
Well, it's not even.
They want PC points, dude.
They want PC points. They want that gold star, but they don't want to work for that gold star. That makes sense.
At this point in their career, I don't think. I hate to say it. Was there any Blumhouse movie that made you go like, "Holy shit, this is Schindler's List"?
There's been movies that have really spoken to me. I don't know if Blumhouse specifically. I'm trying to think if Truth or Dare was Blumhouse. The first one, not the second one.
Oh, I like
that. Anyway.
Madonna? The one with Madonna? Truth or Dare?
No.
That one spoke to me too as a kid. A lot. A lot. A lot. I think you're actually crocheting something for the that could be speaking to that movie.
I'm knitting dicks.
Yeah, I think I would
in protest. That's what I have right now. I have like a dickhead that I'm knitting.
It might be chafing though.
But
rub.
I feel like with this movie, with the gay character, there was a trope that I really wish would kind of die, and it was like a blink and you'd miss it moment that I just really didn't like, where it was the bully is a closeted gay man and he really likes the gay boy, and I think they kiss or something.
Oh.
And it's one of those blink and you miss it, and it's like, what does this even add to the movie? What does this add to the characters? I did not.
Because like the gay kid having a boyfriend.
I like the gay kid having a boyfriend too. Not a fucking bully. somebody who's made his life fucking hell. No. That's trash. Get out of here.
Really?
That's a bad trope. Yes, that's horrible.
Oh, that's trash?
That's trash.
Wait until you see they slash them then.
Yeah, no, that's a trope we need to. Why would you want to put a character with someone who's been tormenting
them? Why would you want to put your dick in his stomach hole? If he was fucking bullying you, that's what you say?
Right, exactly. If you were zombies, why would you want him to put your dick in your stomach hole if you're zombies? Exactly. You can hyphenate all of that, too.
I already did. This is one big hyphenation show.
This is one big hyphenated show.
I wonder if the people are doing that, the hyphenation is because they were doing the slashing thing. They did like, what's slash? Let's say like a hyphen.
Maybe.
I don't fucking know.
But anyway, at the end of the day, did I like the movie? Yes. I liked the movie. Was it my favorite movie? No. But there were things that I did like about it. I just wanted them to make the characters more characters. And I did not like that blink and you'd miss it trope subplot that needs to die.
See.
Here's the thing. If the bully, okay, let's say he's saved by the gay kid. He says, he doesn't even have to be gay. He just says, you know what? Thank you. I'm sorry. That would have been great. I would have liked that. Cool. Great. Cool. Cool story, bro. We're good. Wait,
you didn't like they went above and.
But I didn't like, I've been mean to you because I actually secretly want to hump you. Fuck that. Fuck that.
That explains third grade.
Right in the stomach hole. Fuck that.
Right in the stomach hole. Now, I'll ask this. We're talking about the gay kid.
Yeah.
But that's not why this movie is queer horror. It's a body swap. Is it body gender swap?
It's a body and a gender swap. There are kind of some funny points to that when she is a male and she has to like pee for the first time, you know, and things like that. And also, there's a lot of things to it.
I can prove God exists right now.
What?
I can prove God exists.
I can't hear you.
I can prove God exists, what you just said.
God exists? I don't know about that.
Watch. So you're talking about the very first time she in Vince Vaughn's body is trying to learn how to pee, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Guys, I'm being old school. Guys, if you wonder if God exists, I want you to take your podcast device to the bathroom. Uh-oh. Right now. We'll let you walk that way.
I don't know if this is safe, guys. I can't
do it.
I cannot condone this.
And now, okay, you're in the bathroom. Cool. I hope your bathroom has a mirror. You're going to need one of those. I guess you didn't really need it. Well, because you have to piss, I guess.
I mean, you could go outside behind the bushes.
As long as it has a mirror, so like, don't do it in Macy's.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't do this in public.
Yeah, no, you don't want. Although, it really will prove God exists. And if your mirror, put it in front of the toilet. And then take your pants off. Because you want to take a piss. You got to take.
I don't mean like
the underwear thing. Like take strip naked.
I feel like this is a kazoo town right
now.
No.
This is how God exists. Go strip down from waist down, and then lift the toilet seat up, gentlemen. Make sure it's in front of the mirror and start pissing, and then just stare at your cock as you're pissing. Now hear me out. Box's face going, what the fuck? Now hear me out. This cannot be natural selection at its finest because you have a fleshy fucking tube where if it's like the wind blows, it causes pain, and that's where all your reproduction happens and your pissing happens in the same fucking place. God exists and he's laughing at you. It has to be a fucking God joke. It's got to be a joke from God. No one else on this goddamn planet is like, you know what would be a really good evolutionary design? Let's have the sex organ be exposed so they both have to carry it on the outside and piss with it because that's not going to cause issues. And by the way, we'll put all the nerve centers there. So if anything possibly hits it the wrong way, he's down for the count for like 12 days.
Is that why he also put the prostate in the butt?
What in the butt? Put a boogie in your butt. Oh, that's Eddie Murphy.
I feel like we're now in anatomy talk.
Oh, wait. Oh, shit. I got a phone call.
No, I'm sick, man. This is Tara Reid. Come on. I'm sick. I got to go.
Hey, Tara Reid, you're on the air with.
Yeah, so. Oh, that's the wrong one. Never mind. That phone call.
Fuck me.
Is this it? Oh, this is it. Is it wrong?
Jesus Christ.
So, Tara Reid, me. I've tried this before. Instead of American Pie, we had this beer, and I whipped out a penis, because that's what I have. And then I think Jim's right.
I can't even understand Bigfoot today. My ears.
Thanks, Tara Reid. See, there you go. That was Tara Reid saying that when she was on American Pie, she apparently, allegedly wanted to pee, and she got a mirror and apparently has a penis, just like, you know, guys do.
Allegedly. Well, I mean, some women do.
At least that Tara Reid did. I actually think that was Bigfoot.
I think
it was Bigfoot. God damn it, Bigfoot got us again.
And I don't know Bigfoot's gender. And, you know, honestly, I'm not going to ask.
But I'm pretty sure Tara Reid doesn't have a penis.
Supposedly, allegedly.
I
check. You know, even if she did, I'd still think she's great.
Oh, so if Tara Reid just happened to have a willy, you had to qualify liking them.
Wait, what? I don't know.
Freaky, I know.
So, what do you get freaky?
Just on that leather jacket that the protagonist is wearing, or I guess the antagonist, depending, you know.
The jacket's great.
Fucking amazing leather jacket. Yeah, like fake leather, but still.
She looks great.
I don't remember what I originally gave it. I'm going to give like a 4.5 out of 5.
Okay.
Which might be similar to what I gave it before.
I can't remember what I gave it. I think it would be about... I think a 4. I think I gave it.
Oh,
it's fun. Yeah,
I think those.
I didn't give it a bad score. I just said this was something I wanted to see more of.
Okay, we can do that. So are you doing a 4 as well? Or are you giving a 4 again?
I think I gave it a 4.
Okay, and I'm doing a 4.5 out of 5. I think we can dig that. This is a review on Freaky. I'm bringing it up right now. Freakiest of your drawing shits. I'm going to skip down. You gave it 3.5. Oh, your score went up by 0.5. Motherfucker, I wins the championships. That's right. All I had to do was rope-a-dope, talk about Tara Reid's alleged cock, and then boom, you gave it 0.5 extras. I like that shits. All right. Nice. And that's the worst of gay horror, although Freaky. If we're both giving like a 4 4.5 is pretty fucking good to me.
But here's the thing. It's horror representation. It's boo earns. It's not good.
Boo earns.
As a movie, it's good. You know? But there's as representation, no. Nah.
Watch. Nightmare on Elm Street Part 2, we could have talked about, which apparently is
the
gay,
documentary. The documentary, that, Scream Queen.
Like when I was a kid, I did not pick up on any of the fucking
gay because
things.
You weren't a queer little boy.
I guess not.
No.
We could have talked about, what else?
But that's a good one.
Brain Damage. We could have talked about.
Bad movies, because I had a lot of bad movies, we could have talked about Jack and Diane, which I wanted more of, because there was a lot of them.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I believe the sequels.
Well, that's a good one, though.
But yeah, with the sequels, though? The original, yes.
The sequels, no.
Yeah, but Leatherface is wearing female.
For good stuff, we could have talked about Chucky, the series. You know, there's a lot of...
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Rocky Horror... We already have talked about Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Some people are saying Night plus Heart. I'm reading some comments. Night plus Heart, I've not seen that before. If it's good, let me know.
It's from what I've heard, I haven't seen it yet. You're Killing Me, I didn't really enjoy. There was the vampire movies, Bite Marks,
Jennifer's Body, which
Jennifer's
I
Body
liked, except I wanted to see, goddamn, I want to see Jennifer's Body.
You know what I mean? Hellbent, I think I saw, and it was fine. The Perfection was really good. I enjoyed that one.
All Clive Barker stuff. Mm-hmm. All of Clive Barker stuff.
All of Clive Barker stuff. Was amazing.
So there's a lot of amazing gay horror out there, queer horror.
Yeah, there's good gay horror, there's bad gay horror. I mean, it's just like horror. There's going to be good slashers, there's going to be bad slashers.
Yeah.
There's going to be good cannibal stuff. There's going to be bad cannibal stuff.
Bad Holocaust stuff. Oh, wait, hold on, what? I was doing another word.
Rise about cannibalism, and it's gay.
Did you ever see Fear Street?
No, I haven't.
Netflix was doing some screener shit, and then I think we had disagreement. And so
With the vampire, that's queer.
Queer? I mean, that's queer-esque, I think. There's obviously some parts of it. Are you talking about the new one?
They were a lot more together.
Yeah, fuck it.
I mean, they raise a daughter together, you know?
But I don't think that's the weirdest thing. I didn't see that as queer. But I just saw some My Two Dads.
I thought they kissed.
Who the fuck?
At least in the
mommy
book.
Mommy and daddy, or the daddy and daddy. Of course they're going to kiss.
Daddy, yeah. I mean, that's queer, my dude.
Two and a half men.
It's queer, my dude. Anyway. Happy Pride, everyone.
Be hateful. Hateful Pride, people.
No.
Yeah. Turn it down. No, happy Pride, y'all. So we did something a little bit different. We did an hour. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And only 10 minutes on those films we talked about, but that's all right. All right. So, again, like, subscribe if you're still listening. And for those of you who are looking at their dicks right now, going, oh, my God, Jim's right. You're welcome. You're welcome.
My plug is Rainbow Railroad. It's basically... We're talking about privilege and being, you know,
That one. I think you said rainbow. I'm not going to tell you what I heard.
Okay. Yeah. No. You know, I know we talked about, it's scary in America right now for LGBTQ, but we can also help those where it is like crime. You can be killed. You can be in prison, things like that. Rainbow Road is basically in the countries that are facing violence and oppression. It gets them basically to safe places and safe spaces. So you can go to rainbowrailroad.org and you can learn more about that.
Yeah. And then if you want to hear or want to also support something, it's out on hardcover pretty soon. It's going to be Surviving Gen X. And how is this gay, you might think? Well, it uses the F word twice in it.
Yeah, it does. It's speaking of fucking gay friends, you're the one that's like, hey, bud, so...
Can I say this word in the book?
Can I say this word? What if I said fudge packer here and...
Did I say fudge packer?
I think we talked about...
What, did you use that? Yeah. But you know what? That's just proper sensitivity.
Speaking of gay friends, but also you can check out Queer as Hell, which... MTL did.
Yeah. Queer. I'm looking at it right now. Queer as Hell.
Which is funny because I'm not in that one.
Bodies? I still had the Bodies in my office.
I have Bodies. And there's a new one coming up.
New one. What, Dancer.
Dancer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or if you're in the Indianapolis area, check out Trinity Haven. It's going to be affirming housing for LGBTQ youth experiencing housing. They say instability. Let's just stop being fucking cute, Trinity Haven Indie. Maybe I shouldn't plug these people. Say what it really is. They got kicked the fuck out of their house, or they ran the fuck away. It's not housing instability.
Yeah. Like
food instability. Say the real goddamn term. They're starving and homeless, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So if Trinity Haven, if you can pull your big boy pants on, maybe some people will give you money.
Different things, because God, housing right now is fucking a nightmare.
Apparently, it's unstable. All right, that's it for the show.
Yep.
I'm Jim Phoenix, that's Box Human, and we wish you a very happy Gay Pride, everyone.
I'm dancing right now.
All right, hold on. There's the astronaut. Next week, witches, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Next time is witches, because goddamn it, yeah, I didn't watch that
you
movie.
You got mad because
I watched a fucking movie, dude. That's why I got mad. I had to watch a movie. We didn't do a fucking thing on it.
We can
it's like
see
buying
if,
condoms, not using them. Like, what the fuck? Why did I buy the condom?
You play around with it. You make a balloon animal.
I used to jerk off of them. Oh, that used to be from my comedy bit.
And that's why you have Wu-Tang Clan's hand sanitizer.
Protect your fucking hands.
I love looking at it.
Goddamn right.
I hear a cat.
Yeah, motherfucker.